8:32, it is a morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN and the Umpqua Valley Quilters Guild with their 2024 quilt show. It's called Follow the Stars, coming up this Friday through Sunday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Bert Thames and Tammy Hunt in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
So, first of all, talk about the Quilters Guild. Tell me more about your organization.
Well, our Quilt Guild is 41 years old, and we're a group of people who love to quilt, and we have a lot of different organizations in the community and agencies to which we donate quilts and comfort items. So that's one of our big purposes.
So, Tammy, where is the show, and when is it happening?
The show is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds. Opens at 10 till 5, and Sunday from 10 till 3.
And talk about some of the special things people can see if they come out and take a look.
We have a special exhibit from the Hoffman Fabrics 100th Anniversary Challenge. We also have a wonderful special exhibit from storytellers from Clark County, Oregon, or Washington, rather. Sorry about that. And we have nearly 200 quilts from various quilters around the region. And those are the judged quilts, so those will be available for people to see, as well as nearly 20 vendors.
Now, I'm curious about how each of you got into quilting. Tammy, we'll start with you.
Okay, so I was between doctor's appointments when I lived in Medford, had a four-year-old daughter with me. We walked by where Harry and Dave is, and there was a little quilt store there. And I thought, okay, I'll just waste a little bit of time there. And then I got addicted. And quilting is just fun. It's creative. It's like scrapbooking. It's like making paper dolls, and so it's great. I love it. That's how I got into it.
How many years have you been quilting?
Well, I quilted for about 4 years, then I stopped for about 15, so I just started again about 2 years ago.
And Mert, how did you get into this?
Well, I've always would sew. I learned to sew in 4-H. And so as my children left home and didn't need clothes anymore, they still need clothes, I just quit making them. And then I started quilting because it was another way to sew. It's a relaxation for me. A lot of people do run or walk or do other things, but sewing really relaxes me, and it's an artistic outlet for me.
So how do you get ideas for the designs you create?
Oh, you do a lot of research of books and online, and you look at colors and things that just speak to you, and looking into nature and saying, oh, I want to try to mimic that or make that, and finding a pattern that'll work.
What about sizes of quilts? How variable is that?
Quilts can run from king size, which can be up to 120 inches across, to little tiny mini quilts that are about the size of a coaster or a pot holder. So you can do any size, any shape.
And how many people do you have in your local group?
We have over 100.
Wow. Now, what's kind of the age range?
Old ladies, no. I would say probably our youngest is about 40 and our oldest is 90.
That's probably accurate.
Now, is this a kind of a woman's only thing, or do you have men that quilt as well?
No, we have male quilters. Actually, our Saturday class is being taught by Ken Casey in Eugene, and from Eugene. He's a male. And next year
we have Scott Hansen, who will be our featured quilter, and he comes from Whidbey Island in Washington. So it's great.
Any special events happening during the course of the quilt show, or is it just kind of all that time to take a look at the quilts?
We have our featured quilter will be doing a demo and a couple lectures in her booth on Saturday and Sunday. She's teaching a class on Friday. Our featured quilter is Rona Herman, also known as Rona the Riveter, and she's traveled here from Indiana to share her quilting adventures with us.
And she will have a class on Friday, I believe. And then we also have a class with the judges. It's a walk with the judges, so people can understand how the judges look at quilts and what they do to make comments on them and what they're looking for when they judge a quilt.
So how big is quilting around the U.S.? Is it as big as it used to be?
It is actually growing. younger women are taking up quilting. And so that's really exciting for us who have grown up with it and have quilts that our ancestors made. It's great to see that art form continuing.
All right. And again, the show is 10 to 5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And which part of the fairgrounds?
Douglas Hall is where the main exhibit is, but you'll enter at Cascade Hall. So you can pay to get in there. We also have an emporium. A Stitch and Sew Emporium, which is actually selling things in there, so they can purchase items in there. And then they go down to Douglas Hall to go through the exhibits, and the vendors are down there.
And what's the admission?
The admission is $10 a day or a three-day pass for $15.
And if people want to find out more about your group, do you have any, like, an online presence?
We do. You can pre-purchase tickets. You can still sign up for classes and find all the information about the quilt show at www.uvquilters.org.
All right, Mert Thames, Tammy Hunt, the Quilters Guild, Quilters Show, Friday, Saturday, and Lee, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.